You're listening to the Jim Richards Showgram with special guest host Jeff Sammet. In-depth radio, News Talk 1010.
Toronto police saying that the widow of late Toronto Mayor Rob Ford had been arrested and charged with impaired driving. Ford was, Renata Ford, the widow of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. And we think about, you know, it's right now with Debbie Reynolds having passed and Carrie Fisher, George Michael. There's just so many people that have passed. Seems like death and recalling those that have once been around and missing people. That all of that has been in the lexicon of our conversation of late, because there's just been so many instances in which to do so. You think about this with Renata Ford, and you know, you feel for her, no matter what your politics are or what you thought of former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. You feel that she's obviously suffering or has suffered loss. You never quite recover from that sort of thing in losing a loved one, losing a spouse. And this would be the first holiday in which she is celebrating without her husband. We wanted to talk a bit about that with Dr. Oren Amate, a registered psychologist, joining us on the showgram on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010. Dr. Amate, is this something that you deal with, you know, perhaps on an annual basis, where one goes through the first holiday having lost a loved one?
Definitely the first holiday, but it can be any subsequent holiday as well, and as well as the anniversary of the person's passing. You know, or anything that reminds them of it. And it seems that the holiday season really reminds us of loved ones, because, you know, it's in our psyche that the holiday season is the time for us to be together with those that we care about. And we've spent many, many years sharing that special time with them. So, yeah, it's a very powerful trigger for a lot of people dealing with bereavement.
Yeah, and I don't want to guess as to, you know, why she's had this run-in with the law. But let's say there are those that would be in a similar situation with her. Have you found it to be the case, though, where they will exercise poor judgment like Renata Ford has when dealing with this sort of thing?
Yeah, because whether it's poor judgment or whether it's simply, you know, trying to avoid dealing with the pain, and we know that one way a lot of people do avoid dealing with pain or anxiety or fear or other uncomfortable feelings is engaging in behaviors such as drinking, doing drugs, gambling, excessive sex. Like, it's a way to remove ourselves from the uncomfortable situation, at least psychologically. So, I have seen this happen a lot of times, and, substance use is an easy way to do it.
What do you often say? I mean, I guess it's on a case-by-case basis, Dr. Amate, but what would you say to someone that is dealing with loss for the first time throughout this holiday period? What would be some advice that you would give that person?
I always tell people to find at least one person they have that can be supportive to them. And support can simply be just being there or being a buffer, you know, because there's so many family obligations for a lot of people, or some type of obligation. And if you're not up to it, if you're really grieving the passing and you don't want to be a spoil sport, you don't want to bring everybody down, if you're not able to communicate with them directly, having somebody else who can kind of run interference for you so that you can deal with such a difficult process in the way that you need to, without having to put on a mask and a false front and trying to keep everybody else happy by blocking your own pain. So that's what that's like the first step I tell people.
I haven't been through a situation where I've lost a spouse, but I've been through change. Everybody does, but to varying degrees. But I've been through change, and I remember the first time that I had a holiday that was going to be different than a number of the ones that I had before. I decided that I wanted to do something very different, and I did. And at least for me, that helped. And I look back at that holiday season and I go, I'm never going to have one like that again, I don't think. But that was very different, and I'm glad I did that. Would you say that if one is looking for something changed, like maybe if it's the holiday season and one would not typically go on vacation somewhere and lay on a beach, maybe that would be a year in which they would try that?
They can. Let me see. This is the thing. Everyone copes with loss or significant change differently. So for some people, you know, starting a new tradition or just doing something, as you say, that's different from other times, that's very adaptive. It's very healthy, and it can help you move forward. But for other people, they might think, I'm defiling the person's memory because, you know, every year we used to do this, and how can I not do it this year? And even if it's an unhealthy mindset, it's what they've kind of embraced, unfortunately. So I always tell people, I say, you know what, find the right way, because for other people, the way that they help themselves move forward is they commemorate the person's memory. They do what they normally would do. They might have a picture of the person or a special, you know, keepsake or something like that. And you kind of put that in their place. So I tell people, find what works best for you. And I think your suggestion is very good. And for other people, different ones are.
Yeah. Oh, sure. What about guilt? Like, where does that play here as far as being a factor is concerned? Maybe feeling guilty that I'm here, they're not. I get to do the things that we used to do, they can't. Does that play a part here?
It plays a huge part. Not only that I'm here, but the fact that how could I even, you know, enjoy myself? I should be in such grief and mourning. And when that comes, I say this with as much compassion as possible, because I don't want to sound like some suck it up buttercup type of person, because those people are not very good. So I say, you know what, we have to look at this realistically. And the reality is that passing is a part of life. And I know it sounds trite at times, but everyone is going to, at some point in their life, have to deal with the loss of a loved one. And so what we have to do is we have to say that it would be so unrealistic to expect the world to stop every time somebody passed, or that when someone passes, that all their loved ones are supposed to stop. So I say that to them. I say, they would not want you to do that. The only person who would want you to do that, to stop your life completely, to not live life of joy or happiness or whatever else, would be a total narcissist. And you don't, you know, why would you be mourning the loss of a narcissist? So, and I don't say that to be facetious. So I say, your loved one, you know that they would want you to not suffer during this time. Grieve them. Feel sorry for their loss, but you don't feel guilt for it, and you don't, ruin your time because you're not honoring their memory that way.
Dr. Oren Amate, registered psychologist. Dr. Amate, appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I hope you have a great new year.
Likewise, Dr. Amate, thank you.